If you are a person of faith, you may believe there are angels watching over us. Today's story certainly supports that belief. It involves a heart patient, his surgeon, and a conversation that didn't come to full light until many weeks later. The story of the angels who care for us is our feature on this edition of The American Countryside.
Tis the season to give the gifts on every farmer's list. Visit shopfarmjournal.com, where every item is marked down with the lowest prices of the season. Find great gift ideas for under $20, like the popular I Farm Like a Girl shirt, the colorful 2016 Dairy Today calendar, American Countryside books, and more, each for under $20. And be sure to check out the best-selling So God Made a Farmer signed print, priced under $50. You heard it right, a beautiful signed print for under $50. And you'll receive a free gift with every order. It's a sale you won't want to miss. Before you finish your shopping, be sure to visit shopfarmjournal.com for the lowest prices of the season on books, DVDs, signed prints, apparel, and much more. Find it all at shopfarmjournal.com. That's shopfarmjournal.com.
In June of 2013, Tom Brand, the longtime editor of this show, had multiple heart attacks and subsequently had bypass surgery. Interestingly, he was able to remember parts of his surgery that no patient would ever see. He shared the story with the surgeon, who said it wasn't the first time she'd had patients with such an experience.
A patient of hers who'd had bypass surgery, and she said several months after the surgery had taken place, this fellow had shown up at her office. It was on the day that her partner in the practice had said, "I think you need to go look for another job."
Her former patient didn't have an appointment, but instead showed up unannounced.
Came in, said, "I'd like to see Dr. Schwabe. Is everything okay? Yeah, everything's okay. I need to see her." Came back and gave her a hug. She said, "Well, I really appreciate that." She said, "It's one of those days I just need a hug."
She thought it was just a hug of appreciation for a successful surgery, but there was more to the story.
He said, "Well, I knew." He said, "Your angel told my angel that you'd need a hug today." He said, "I never did tell anybody." But he said, "When I got home," he said, "I wrote it on the calendar that this was the day I'm supposed to come and give you a hug." I think that's the most unique story that I have ever heard about someone having that experience.
The patient relayed that he'd had a most interesting perspective on his surgery.
He said, "I sat in the corner of the room up on the closer to the ceiling and watched the whole thing." He even asked her, he said, "What was the smoke that came out of my chest?" And that's when she was cauterizing an artery.
Tom also had some similar experiences during his surgery. And we'll have more next time as we travel the countryside. In St. Joseph, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.